John, a second win in as many outings for your side. Are you happy with the result, the performance? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I think for the most part it was solid. I think that's how I describe it. You know, we did things reasonably well. I think, you know, we controlled spells of the game. Our puck out was very strong in the first half, and we were strong in theirs as well. I think we were efficient with the use of the ball. We switched it nicely from wing to wing, and you know, when we got chances, we took our chances on and converted them. So, second half, then, you know, we were strong for 15, 20 minutes, but then kind of dropped it maybe for 7-8 minutes, and Galway, obviously, of course, were always going to come back into it, you know, to get any smell of a chance at all. And they're very, very dangerous when they're in your half of the pitch. So, yeah, they brought it back down to 2. There was questions asked of us at that stage then, you know, can we keep our composure? Can we keep our heads and keep fighting? And we did. You know, I think we won back a couple of really, really good balls. Peter came out into the middle third there and he made a couple of really good tackles and interventions and won a couple of vital frees. And, you know, the lads coming off the bench made a bit of an impact as well, which is always positive.
Were you surprised to be leading by the 7 points going into the halftime break?
Listen, we had the benefit of the breeze, so, you know, it was worth a few points, so not really, no. I think that was, you know, reflective maybe of how strong the breeze was, so it wasn't easy playing into that breeze now today. So, no, it wasn't really, no. I think we were solid for that, but at the same time, you know, very realistic in our expectations of the second half as to how tough it was going to be.
A number of different free-taking options at the moment, John. Obviously, Tom and Michal starting this one, but Michal stood over him.
Yeah. Michal did him very well the last night, so, you know, no reason to move him off him.
And you're happy with the amount of game time that you're getting into everyone's legs as well? Obviously, 3 changes ahead of this one, got plenty off the bench as well.
Yeah, listen, to be fair, you know, we have a good lot of lads at the moment, just carrying a few light knocks. Nothing too serious, like, but at the same time, you know, they wouldn't have been able to play today, so hopefully next week now we'll get a few of them back into the mix again.
And you look at, I suppose, the improvement this week, and as opposed to the win over Clare, I know it wasn't the same margin, but are you happy with the trajectory that you're going in?
Yeah, no, listen, we're always looking for improvement from week to week, you know, and, you know, we've had 2 weeks now since the last game, so, you know, we would be expecting an improvement in our performance from the last day to this, and, you know, for much of it, we did. I think the energy levels could have been a bit higher. I think our intensity could have been a bit higher, but, listen, that's for us to go back now and work on this week.
2 games left in the group stage, John. What are you hoping to get from them?
Oh, I haven't even thought about them yet now, to be honest. So, yeah, listen, we've got another 2-week break now, so, you know, we're going to train hard now over the next 10 days. And see where we're at that stage in terms of what kind of team we can put out, and you know, we'll be looking to again find that incremental improvement if we can. That's going to be the challenge there now for the lads.
You mentioned a few injuries you have. Cathal O'Neill is one that has missed a few weeks now. Any update on him, the likes of Declan Hannan and Mike Casey?
Yeah, the lads trained this morning. Now some of them they're nearly there, but not quite. Cahill, unfortunately, you know, missed the closing stages of the Fitzgibbon Cup. We were disappointed for him for that, but, you know, he had a bit of a calf tear, so, you know, just couldn't take the chance that, you know, it would get worse, you know, and could mean that he'd be out for the season. So he just wasn't fit, and that was it. So that was disappointing for him, but he's coming, so we just have to mind the players, you know, that's the thing, you know, we've got to be very cognizant of, the, you know, what they can and cannot do, and, you know, at times you've got to be prudent and just say, listen, he's out and that's it, you know, and just get on with it, you know, as much as you might like a fella to be available, you know, if they're not, they're not.
John, are you conscious of the talk on the hand pass this week when you're coaching the lads? I think it was only James who's got pinged for it there, but is it something that you're paying any heed to at all?
I think a lot of that just stemmed from, you know, a bit of what I'd call mad talk, really, you know. It was, listen, to be fair to the players, I think they all, and I mean, I'm global in my comment here, I think the players are always trying their best to release the ball, you know, within the rules, and it is hard, like, you know, they're trying to do things as fast as they possibly can, and sure, that's what's brought us to where we're at, where, you know, it is hard when fellas are training as often and as much as they are, like, they're just so quick with their hands, it's just so hard for a referee, like, and half the time then the referee's line of sight, the player's body doesn't allow him to even see where the contact is at the other side of his body, so it's just a very, very hard one for referees to adjudicate on. I think Sean did a really good job today. He pulled Seamus Flanagan for one there in the first half, or sorry, second half, the start of the second half, and yeah, he was right, he was 100% right, you know, but like, we are all trying hard in training, as I'm sure every other county is, to really emphasise, you know, getting quality in the contact and being definitive in our context. So we are working all very, very hard to do it by the rule, yeah.
John, it's unusual that a game like that between two teams that quality doesn't produce